All right, guys, we are back. We are back. And a little bit of a somber tone as our podcast content has come to a screeching halt. We are used to a world where we have a flux of sports to talk about. We can usually talk about a variance of different things from every level of sport. But now the sports world, as you know, as kind of the world in general, has shut down with the coronavirus. It's Sunday, so we're moving on our fourth day since Wednesday, third or fourth day.
Yeah.
Where there's not a whole lot going on. There's really, I mean, everybody's shutting down. People aren't really talking about stuff. It's crazy. It's a world. We don't really want to talk about it a whole lot because that's all you've heard about, I'm sure, for the last ever. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's terrible. I hate it. I'm so ready for it all to be over with. I'm not a doctor. I don't know what the best means of action are. Rob isn't either, so we're not going to talk about, you know, go buy all the toilet paper or don't, or this is going to blow over or it won't, because we don't know. But what we do know is we can talk about stuff, help you pass the time, do something on a Sunday. I'm taking a risk being around Rob, not because of Corona, just because I don't like him very much.
Oh.
So I'm not social quarantining in a way that I'd really like to, but, you know, it's you take your wins with your losses. In a little bit of a different vibe for today, I told Rob that I refuse to break from my new purchase of MLB The Show. I will be playing as I am currently in this intro, so if I ramble a little bit, if I take some weird discords, I am playing the show. So you are getting a live in the look of Chad playing a video game. He may get frustrated. He may throw some F-bombs out. Hopefully nothing else comes out of there that we don't want, you know? We're just going to keep powering through it. We got a few things we can talk about. Some sports news actually breaking today. Holy cow, maybe you can turn on ESPN later. I pray. Stephen A. Smith, I've never wanted to see you so much in my whole life. All these other guys. So for the most part, it's going to be mostly NFL today just because that's where we're getting our news out at. Bo Bichette with a nice little flyout to right here to kick off our third inning of the show as we're in live. I just can't stand it. MLB The Show released this week. I recommend it. So far, I'm really having a good time. But without further ado, let's jump into the real news of the day. Rob's got a few things he wants to touch about. He spent about 45 minutes apiece on each free agent before he even wrote it down. He's a pre-planner. It was absurd. Let's jump in. The CBA is set now, Rob. What do you think about it? Anything jump out to you? We don't know a whole lot of the details yet, but...
Well, the big three things mainly is 17-game season, that they're not going to be able to do that until maybe 2021.
But I saw something that they might be looking at 18 even after. Like, that was part of this one too, or no?
No,
it is 17 solidified.
It's 17, and then expanded playoffs, which that could be this year. So 14 teams can make it in the playoffs, and only the number one seed on each side gets the first round bye.
Which really, I don't like the byes at all, just because I feel like the less teams that have a, you know, that competitive advantage is fine with me. I love adding the extra playoff team coming from Detroit because what other shot do we got?
Yeah.
That's us. I mean, sad, I know, but.
And then, like, I believe the minimum wage for NFL players is bumped up because now they're going to be making like 48%.
I saw. The one number that really stood out to me with all this was that the vote was so close.
Yeah.
I mean, I couldn't believe. I think it was like 48 to 52 or something like that. Yeah, I mean, it was splitting hairs.
Yeah, it was 51.5% of the vote voted yes. I actually remembered the actual vote count. It was 1,019 people voted yes, 959 voted no.
And, I mean,
And then, of course, there was a bunch of players that didn't vote, but that's not just because of, like, laziness or anything. It's just, like, no matter what side you choose, like, there's benefits to each side.
I abstain because I don't know. I don't know. Like, for me, like, you heard the guys come out. The guys who spoke out about it were really, like, you know, the big names, Aaron Rodgers and stuff. But, man, I don't know. Like, it's tough to put your name to it because you're watching other guys' pockets, and I hate that. And I mean, that can be when it's guys making millions, it's guys making nothing. But when you're watching other folks' pockets, just, like, vote about how you'd like to vote about it and don't trash, because there's, like, a fraternity in the NFL, you know? Like, don't bash your buddies. Like, they're all in that together. Just chill out, and it'll get sorted out. I mean, I'm happy to see that, you know, it's done with, it's over with. And for me, selfishly, whether or not they make a bazillion or $2 bazillion, we get football this year. There's not going to be a delay for the next 10 years we're looking at, right? It's a 10-year contract?
Yep, 10 years.
So 10 years of our football being back on, granted, if we can get everybody healthy, then we're going to have 10 years of football. So no other big delays and stuff, thank goodness, because I know that there was, it was a lot more real when there was a lockup before, like Pat McAfee always alludes to, the guys were locked out of the facilities, and, you know, that's crazy. I mean, they're locked out of the facilities now, but for totally different reasons. Just thank God. And since, I mean, when did that news break? Roughly noon today?
Earlier than that.
A little earlier. So since then, we've already seen a flurry of transactions. Most notably, Ryan Tannehill got inked to a huge deal today. We're looking at 4 years, $118 million. My goodness. That's a big paycheck for a guy who was...
A year ago, if you would have told me that Ryan Tannehill was going to get that from somebody... Like, a year ago, Ryan Tannehill was in just a totally different, like, frame of mind of, like, he was part of the Dolphins. Wait, he sucked.
Was he? Yeah, he was like a fringe Dolphins guy. Like, was he going to stay on the roster or not? And he obviously didn't end up staying, but holy cow, right? Like, a guy goes from maybe he'll make the roster here to traded for with Tennessee. Backup. Mariota is, whoa, bad. And yeah. Then... Tannehill thrust into action, and holy cow, like, Tannehill, who is this dude? Like, he is fantastic. I see you checking your phone a lot over there. Are you going Schefter on me? We getting big news?
My phone is going off like a billion times, mainly about the Tannehill thing.
Okay, so we're just reaffirming the news. Just want to keep you up to date. Tannehill, big year, 4 years, $118 million. I mean, that is just crazy money. I mean, obviously, if you're a quarterback, you're going to make big money regardless, but are you... I can't see paying a guy like that after, especially after he kind of ghosted in the playoffs, you know?
Yeah. And, I mean, they still have, like, half their roster to make up now. The Titans do.
Yeah, you got other key free agents there. Derrick Henry, Conklin, a lot of the defensive guys. I think that they had, like, almost 30 guys going off the books this year. I mean, by far the most in the league. So, yeah. With a team that went, I mean, rather deep in the playoffs, I mean, there's going to be a lot of turnover there. So, it'll be interesting to see how the coaching staff handles, the front office handles stuff in Tennessee. Like, that kind of sets the tone, though, for the rest of the rest of the NFL program. We got a lot of big name free agents. So Rob perused the top 50 free agencies. This Tannehill deal kind of sets the market, believe it or not, because that jolts a destination for old Thomas Brady. Maybe you've heard of him off the board. It kind of sets a tone for Tennessee's plans moving forward. So we'll just kind of run down a list here, give you our ideas on. I didn't want to talk about Tom Brady, because it's been done ad nausea so far. But, hey, what else are you guys going to do? We can't even hardly go outside. So listen to another group talk about Tom Brady. So, Rob, what are you thinking with Tommy B?
He's staying in New England.
I think, I mean, after Tannehill gets that kind of money,
right? Yeah,
that
doesn't help. I mean, there's still a part of me that thinks he might go to L.A., but I think he's going to New England.
I have a theory about L.A. I hear a lot of talk about possibly Cam Newton or, you know, some other guys maybe ending up there. But I think that they're big time players for Tua, like snake in the grass laying in Tua. So I don't think Tom Brady ends up in Los Angeles either. I think that, and it's not as theatrical as some other folks. I think you're right, especially now with Tannehill taking Tennessee off the market, just like the bubble shrinks. It's like a mid-major win in a conference tournament. Like the bubble shrinks a little bit. Speaking of which, rip March Madness, but like for real, like Tom Brady's phenomenal. He's going to get paid a little bit of money, but I think that puts the nail in the coffin. Send him back to, you know, Belichick. Maybe they actually get him some weapons and we see what happens. But I think Brady's back in the blue of New England.
Yep.
I just want to say that Jesus loves me. Definitely just got on base on a big error there for all you folks still caring about it.
For those wondering why there was a slight pause when you're talking, a guy threw you a hanging curveball up high to Vladdy, and all you did was ground it to third.
I was cheesing. I was ready to go ballistic. If we get a Vladimir Guerrero ding dong mid podcast, I might just lose it. We already had a Bo Bichette right before we hit the air, right before we were recording. I was really hoping you'd get the animation. I think Rob gave me the hardest high five I've ever had in my whole life. Like, my goodness, but I was excited. I'm just glad that Rob knows. Big year for the Jays ahead. Big year. If not on the real field because of all this garbage, at least on my virtual dreams, Bo already starting the year off with a tank job. I mean, an absolute unit of a laser. But anyways, you don't care about that. Back down the list, Tom Brady back to New England. I think that's pretty much a census. And he could shock us later on today and be like, you know, nope, legal tampering. I'm going to Oakland. I'm going to L.A. But I think that after Tannehill takes Tennessee out of the market, or Tennessee's going the very unprecedented route, running a two-quarterback system. They're bringing in Tom Brady, too.
Oh, boy.
So, no, but probably not. Rob, coming up next, who you got?
Next, I mean, the best available non-quarterback is Jadeveon Clowney.
You may remember him, Michigan fans, as the guy who decapitated your it wasn't Denard. Who was the running back?
Vincent Smith.
Ooh. You might remember him, Michigan fans. The dreadlocks, the pain train that just absolutely erupted all over
when he was at South Carolina. Okay, but what's he done since then?
He's been a highly rated Pro Football Focus player every single year. So
garbage.
Yeah, well, he's good. So.
Anyways, I have him. My original thought was, all right, he's got to be going to like a big market team. And I thought about the Jets, but I was like, no, the Jets already spent money and they're
not. And they'll mess it up. They don't like good players.
So I went with the Giants.
Who?
I went with the Giants picking up Clowney.
The Giants? Okay. Why?
Big market team. And what? Who's the pass rusher over there?
No one.
Exactly. Bingo.
Do they have money to spend? That's what I don't know.
Oh, well, they don't have it tied up on a quarterback, so.
Yeah, they got a quarterback on a rookie deal, so that's nice for them. I just don't know if, I really don't know if that's money-wise. We probably should have looked into, who's got cap space. I mean.
Yeah, that probably would have helped.
But let's say, that's a tank. That's a tank. Big home run on the pod. But anyways, I don't know. I believe that they do because, like you said, with the quarterback on a rookie deal, Eli Manning obviously coming off the books because of the retirement. Maybe they do make a splash. I personally have him in a if it ain't broke, don't fix it situation. I think he's going to go back to Seattle. It's a very beautiful place. It's a good football team. I mean, well, actually the metrics showed them as they could have been good, could have been bad. But it's a football team that won a lot of games last year. If he's comfortable there and they're willing to pay him a little bit of money, if there's any left after paying Russell Wilson, then why not? So I just have him back to Seattle. And we have an agreement on the third of the free agents that we wanted to hit on.
Amari Cooper.
Coop?
Sticking to Dallas.
And I think the only reason I said that is because he's publicly said he wants to stay in Dallas. Should he want to? I guess.
And I don't think Jerry Jones lets him go.
I think they wrap it up with Dak, whether it's franchise tag or whatever. And if he wants to stay, cool, that's fine. It's a target for Dak. I think Amari Cooper is the biggest resting on his laurels name guy. I never watch Amari Cooper play and just think, oh, wow, got to pay him big money. But he puts up statistics. I mean, his statistics are okay at the end of the year every year, but I would just feel like it could be better. I just don't know if he's worth what he's going to get in free agency being a wide receiver one. I think you pay him like a premier two is where I'm comfortable, but he's about to command a mega deal, and I just don't see it for me.
Next on the list, we got this guy came out of almost nowhere the past year. Shaq Barrett, which, I mean, some people may have known him.
From Denver.
Yeah, from Denver. And then this past year he played in Tampa and just lit it up. I think he's staying in Tampa. I don't think they let him go because he's found a good place for him.
I think given that he put up those numbers, you can't let him walk out the door. If he does leave, I think it'll be off of the franchise tag. But I'm saying this, buyers beware. I never watched a game of his and thought, wow, he's phenomenal. Gotta have him. So unless he ends up in Honolulu Blue, then absolutely he's the best in this since sliced bread. But for me personally, buyers beware. Be careful paying a guy who had a big sack number but really didn't grade out as anything phenomenal. That's all I'm going to say. I don't trust Barrett. I think he's obviously had a phenomenal year, but you're paying for future production, not past performance. So just, that is spooky. Unless, of course, you're in Honolulu Blue, then I think that you're the best. I'm serious. We got the new Reggie White. You know how it is, but man, oh, man, be careful there. Ooh, buyers beware.
Ugh. Well, speaking of the Honolulu Blue, the next guy on our list, I believe, is going to be putting on a Lions uniform. Jack Conklin.
Back to the Mitten State?
Yep.
From Michigan State. Mitten State, Michigan State. How do you like that? Little Ryan, I don't know.
I mean, considering that we just released Rick Wagner.
Gross. Ugh. So I was so hyped about that, too.
We're down to tackle.
Oh, give me
so that. Why not get Jack Conklin back in Michigan?
I personally, and this is just me, I mean, everybody's got their own flavor. In the games that Tyrell Crosby played for the Lions this year, he performed well. He went up against the likes of Von Miller and a couple other big name pass rushers, performed pretty well. I think that if you just give him a shot and don't pay a premier tag for a guy who's really, never really been, the premier tackle in the NFL. If you don't pay up, I think he's a fine player, but I don't think the Lions should do that. I think, personally, from a Lions perspective, let Crosby play for a little while and see what you got there. Maybe draft somebody in a little bit later rounds, but I don't want to pay Conklin money, because I think he's the best tackle free agent wise. You could argue that, you know, maybe Jason Peters, maybe Trent Williams available, but that like standard free agent, he's the best, so he's going to command the most. But I just don't love it. I don't love him. I think he ends up back with Tennessee just because they're kind of in a run it back mode, especially now that we know that they're getting Tannehill back. Though they're primed. We got another Schefter tweet that said they're primed to re-sign Henry. I just think that they're in such run it back mode. They'll spend there. That'll be one of the spots that, and he likes, you know, his offensive lineman teammates. It seems like that's a cohesive unit. I think he ends up back there too. So I know not exactly exciting, not forecasting anything wild, but I think he goes back to Tennessee again too. In a change of scenery maneuver, another agreement, but another agreement on a move, Rob.
Well, the next one that we have on our list here is Philip Rivers. And this one took a little time to think about because...
Yeah, only like 70 minutes. Like, Rob only took 70 minutes and like some deep... I looked over at Rob and I thought he was watching TV and he was just stalling. But he was actually in deep space. Like, he was genuinely gone for a while here.
Well, most of the time took up thinking of a place for a guy later in our list. Philip Rivers took a little bit of time, but a guy further down the list took a lot more time. But at the end of the day, I have Philip Rivers going to the Colts.
Why, though?
I mean, I don't see the Colts trading up to get a quarterback in the draft.
So, bridge guy?
Yeah, and their guy right now is just not doing it.
Jacoby?
Jacoby's
not. I don't mind Jacoby. I think he gets a bad rap because he was hurt last year. I think that the only reason I'm forecasting the Rivers there as well is because, man, he is just the perfect personality fit for a Midwest guy. Like, dadgum it, shoot. Like, this is so perfect. He's been hidden. He's a hidden gem, too. Like, I wish he would go to an even better team or, like, a team the media loves more so we could see more Philip Rivers because, like, a lot of the national media, like, pardon my take and stuff, talks about, man, he's so mic upable. And you see that when he played the Lions this year. And you see that he's always in a situation where it's a dramatic game and he's got to drive his team down the field. And it's, dang it, shoot, dadgum it. Never throws his teammates under the bus, never cusses, but he's just so animated. That's why you hear a lot about, like, maybe ESPN wants to get him in the booth and stuff. But, man, he's fun to watch. I think it's going to be a pick or a touchdown. Like, he's not going to make the safe throws all the time. He's like Jameis Winston light, but more, like, not 45 yards down the field. And only because he can't throw it that far, not because he wouldn't be willing to try it. You know, yeah. He's a little older. So, if Indianapolis... Not a very big state, but if there's enough room in the state to house his kids, like, yeah, send him on over. I think he's a good dude. I think he's be really fun to have in a bigger market. But I think ultimately he ends up in the, you know, the lowly Midwest area. Indy, Pat McAfee gets a new buddy. Gosh, I hope to God he gets him on his podcast. Like, if there's a way to get those two, oof, I'm in. I would listen to that all day and twice on Sunday. Shoot, doggummit, man. So... There you go. I think he's an Indy. I think that's a wrap because there's so many media ties too. I think that one's good.
Our next one is in. I mean, now that the Ryan Tannehill news broke, this kind of solidifies my pick. Derrick Henry, he's got to be staying in Tennessee now. Now they can franchise tag him.
Yeah. So, and that's honestly, if you're the Titans, do that anyways because a running back on a 1-year deal, you never know when the cliff's coming. Yeah, pay him a lot of money because he's worth it. He's Derrick Henry for crying out loud. But if you pay him this money on a franchise tag, it's a 1-year. Yeah, you don't want to pay a huge number for running back. He's going to command a huge number regardless. He can't, as a running back, really sit out unless he wants to go like the Melvin Gordon route. You saw how that worked out for Melvin this year. Not amazing. Yeah, pay him. Worst case scenario, he's running it back in Tennessee for another year. I know he's going to want the long-term deal. I don't know if he's going to get it. I'm sure somebody out there would maybe try. So at the very least, we're going to see him get the tag from Tennessee and then work on a long-term deal. But Henry's he's a lock to get that first contract, whether it's a long-term deal or at least tagged by Tennessee. So we're going to both lock him in at Tennessee. Not going to get to see that big behemoth going anywhere else, which is a bummer if you're a team hurting for running back. But I think he can find value there anywhere else because – running backs don't matter. I hate to say it, but they really don't.
Oh, come on.
They don't. Running backs in today's NFL do not matter.
All right, whatever.
A position that does matter, a position that Rob, I saw when he wrote this down, could not believe it. I'd love to know what you're thinking here. Jameis, famous Jameis, Mr. Vision Correction, Mr. 30 pick, 30 touchdown. I'm going the vanilla route. I think he's going back to Tampa. Rob, please explain to me what the heck you're going on here.
This is the pick that I thought about for a long time.
Yeah, you overthought this. You thought yourself into a wormhole.
Because here, I was trying to think of a place that, because Jameis is asking for a lot of money.
We don't know that.
He's going to. He already said he's going to be, because he says he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league because he threw 30 touchdowns.
If you take away the interceptions, I'm great. Yeah, well, if you took away my, like, if you took away the fact that I'm 5'9", 170 pounds, I'd be in the NFL. Like, come on, man. Like, you have to play the card you're dealt. Like, you did throw the interceptions. You didn't. He's crazy. I personally love watching this dude play, though. I think that if nothing else, he is excitement. He is the NFL. Like, the NFL will not let him go somewhere to be a backup because he puts up ratings. Like, you have to tune in for a drive. Like, he might, like, he looks like he's playing quarterback without, or like, if you were to slick up, it's like at the state fairs growing up, when they do the grease pig thing, that's what it's like watching him try to throw the football around or just hold the football or just get rid of it. But every couple plays, he gathers this uncanny ability to just make an electric throw. But holy cow, 30-30, he is wild. He's going back to Tampa for me. But for you, please explain.
I got him going to our nation's capital, man, going to Washington. Because, A, I couldn't think of a place that would spend money on him. And two, it just seems like the most Washington thing to do. They do a lot of things that don't make sense. I know they have Ron Rivera now, which he might straighten things out. But I don't know, maybe because we've already seen Dwayne Haskins. He can't read a defense to save his life.
He improved. The second half of the season, he was better. He did, and they beat the Lions. So I can't. I want to talk trash because I don't think he's the answer either. I think maybe they should take Tua because then Chase Young comes to Detroit. But also because I think that Tua is going to be a phenomenal quarterback and would, I mean, be a great player anywhere. But I don't know. This is so weird. You're very weird.
Well, I was trying to think of places that, you know, might have a little bit of money.
What can I say that would make this podcast look deranged?
Well, and also Bruce Arians, I know for a fact, he's saying, get this guy out of here, man. Jameis sucks.
He's not saying he sucks, but he is definitely not ringing the bell for him. Like, he's not saying, gotta have this guy, which, I mean,
he wants him out.
I don't think he wants him out. I think that he wants him maybe at a very discounted rate.
Which I don't think Jameis is going to do. I will say, though, Jameis.
But if there's nowhere else for him to go, if all the, I mean, it's supply and demand. If there's no demand for his services.
I will say Jameis will not sign right away. He'll be a late signee.
So you think?
I know this.
You think this.
Because he's going to be asking for a lot of money, and eventually he's going to think, well, I'm not going to get that money now, and I got to play and prove myself. So he's going to sign someplace else. Like Washington.
No, not like Washington. That is the absolute, like, if you were to tell me of the 32 teams, like, which one has the least amount of chance for Jameis. If he signs there, go buy a Powerball ticket. Go buy every ticket because you're wild. Can I help you? No, thanks. Just looking. Another strikeout. He and Yuru is tossing a gem. He is tossing a gem for us right now. Chatterbox Pie, shout out Ryu. No, I'm not the Blue Jays. You hear all the Blue Jays playing. It's just me picking all the Blue Jays because I love them. But Jameis is not, he's not going there.
Next one on the list, Teddy Bridgewater.
This is my rabbit hole one. I do have a fun rabbit hole scenario for us here. I'll let you do yours first because yours is kind of a little different too. But this is my rabbit hole scenario.
My pick is the Las Vegas Raiders.
The Raiders. Wait, so do you think that Teddy ran a fast 40 or something? Because that's like the Raiders thing.
Mike Mayock knows what he's doing now.
I like Mike Mayock. I do. I like him on TV. He's a good. I like him. I like Gruden. Spider 2 Y Nanners, like, all over this team. Like, I really do like these guys. Like, I like that team. I like everything about him except for Derek Carr. So, yeah, get him a different quarterback. See what happens.
Yeah.
Is that really all the reason that you had him go there? Or?
Yeah, they just don't want Derek Carr anymore.
Which I think Derek Carr is a decent player, but too much dink and dunk. I don't think that really wins unless you have the best defense in the entire world. You can't win in spite of your quarterback playing tentative. You have to, like, push the envelope and stuff. So that's why I like the guys like Mahomes. And, you know, obviously everybody likes guys like Mahomes, but those type of players. And I think Teddy B is kind of just like Derek Carr. So I think that's kind of like, I don't know, you're buying, instead of an 85, no, that's an 81 Honda. How dare you? I think you're getting the 82 Honda. I really think it's, I don't think you're getting anything amazing there.
It would be really funny if he went to Minnesota. If they just say, screw Kirk Cousins.
And you can't, bring though. Teddy you back. Can't pay two quarterbacks what they're paying after what they're paying. It would be crazy. I think Teddy's a good player. I think he's just a good backup, which is why, and the door shut. He cannot go back to New Orleans, obviously, being that they first round tendered Taysom Hill. So he's out there. So he's gonna have to find a new home. So we're gonna find out what kind of player he is. But I really don't think he's a starter. I think he's like the best backup. But I think he is Derek Carr, which is weird that you'd put him to Vegas because I think he's Derek Carr. Where I think he ends up though. Here's my rabbit hole. I talked earlier about teams like maybe Los Angeles would be interested in the services of a Cam Newton. I think Cam Newton ends up with the Chicago Bears. In order to do that, Carolina's going to have to trade a... Oh, yes! Foul. Okay. Well, let me I'm going to need a cool shower in about 4 minutes after that one. That was awful. I just got robbed of a flat home run. But no, I think that Cam will get traded to the Bears. They're going to get, you know, maybe a mid-round pick for him. You're going to have to move on from some of their veterans to make room for Cam's contract. But I think that does happen. It makes too much sense for both sides. That opens up a quarterback spot in Carolina. I think that Teddy's going to get a two-year, maybe $20 million a year deal. You know, pretty decent money for a quarterback in the NFL. For any position, I'll take 20 to play, you know, team punching bag in the NFL for that money. But he's going to get 2 years, kind of a bridge type guy. Maybe they get a quarterback at seven. You're looking at like Herbert or... You know, one of those project quarterbacks, maybe Love, who falls, and they take them both and let Teddy kind of play out and show you what he can do while you still have McCaffrey and a competitive roster there. I think that's the perfect situation for Teddy. I think it's a perfect situation for Cam, and it scares the living bejesus out of me because Cam ending up with the Bears would be detrimental to the Lions because they still do have a really nice defense. Allen Robinson, Tariq Cohen, they have some guys there. And so if you had anything that was competent from quarterback play, they'd be a playoff team. I think that makes too much sense for everybody. And the last notable free agent we're talking about is a guy who shredded his value worse than any player maybe ever last year with his holdout. That's Melvin Gordon.
Thanks to Austin Eckler helping that out.
Also, just the fact that he was terrible.
Yeah.
Last year. Shout out Jonathan Surgener. Here's your boy. I do not like paying running backs. I think it's a terrible waste of time. But somebody's going to do it, and I think it's going to be Tampa Bay. Because they have no semblance of a running back on the roster. So why not at least take a shot in the dark with a name, I guess?
You're dissing on my boy Rojo.
Rojo's terrible. It is bad. Running backs don't matter. Ugh.
I got him going same state. I'm going Miami. They traded away Kenyon Drake. I couldn't even tell you who's the running back for Miami right now.
The white guy.
The white guy.
Laird? I know he got some run because he was a popular fantasy pickup for a little bit there. Everybody's really excited about his prospects. No, so they do definitely. I mean, they've got to spend the money somewhere, right?
And they're going to. I'm saying now they're drafting Tua. So
two? At two?
Somewhere they're going to trade up somewhere, whether it's two or whether they trade with us at three. They're trading up and they're going to get Tua. And they need somebody in the backfield to take a little bit of the load off.
Okay, so I guess a bell cow guy. You think he'll take a three-year deal, two, three-year deal? You think he's going to hold out for that hard four?
Probably. Four is, I think, what he really, really, really wants, but I don't think he's going to get it.
He shouldn't get it, because if you watch what happened at the end of last year, Eckler was double the player. So I think if he got a contract that was a little bit less or even like 75% of what Eckler got, he should be happy. And that's crazy because 2 years ago, if you told me that that would be the case, like those are the guys who you're looking for and like what their contracts would be, that's prime Melvin Gordon getting a touchdown every week, carrying people to fantasy wins. Like you would, no way. So I think he ends up discount contract, Tampa Bay, maybe a resurgent year, maybe. But what we do know is it ain't going to be the Chargers and it ain't going to be for a ton.
No.
So that kind of wraps up the big synopsis of the, you know, the open free agency. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Couple outbursts there. A couple little excitements on the Vladdy train. We finished the game. Player of the game, we're going to get it right here. We actually finished up that segment right as we're finishing up a game. Ryu tossing nine. Did give up a run, but he had a really exciting moment. We really enjoyed that. Speaking of video games, you've heard about every athlete and their brother starting to stream video games and stuff right now because what else do you do? You can't go around people, can't work out. So we thought, we play video games. We talk about sports. What are the best sports video games? Let's rank them. You guys love a good ranking. Let's rank the franchises. Rob got in-depth. He gave us the top three of any title of any kind. I was just doing a general synopsis, so I'll just give you my synopsis. synopsis, and then we'll let Rob run with the specifics. I went Madden first, the show second, and 2K and NHL tie at three. But hear me out. 2K alone is fine, but if I'm going to play NHL, I love it, but it's got to be live with somebody else so I can get really frustrated and really pissed off. But Madden's the ultimate classic. You can't be Madden. The show I'm playing right now, if it's baseball time, I'm into it. But Madden, I could pick up and play anytime. But the other two have to be kind of with something else. But what are your specific – push me the specifics top games. I think you have an omission there.
Well, I agree with your top three here as far as, like, franchises go. Except number three, I would swap out maybe 2K and NHL and put up the Street Series – NFL Street, NBA Street.
Well, I was kind of going like with a current state, like a State of the Union type deal.
I understand that, but
I think you and I went a different way here.
Well, anyways, my specific ones. I have number one is Madden 2004.
Okay, who is, I need to know, who is on the cover of that?
Michael Vick.
Yeah, so that's like the Madden.
It would, oh man, if you had Michael Vick on your team, you were unstoppable.
I'm unstoppable regardless. Oh, yeah, whatever. I mean, I am truly a specimen.
Number two, I have, you can kind of sense a theme here when I tell you the year. Number two, I have MVP Baseball 2005.
Okay.
Manny Ramirez was on the cover.
Okay.
That was a blast to play back in the day. Back then, I didn't have too many baseball video games, but MVP Baseball 2005 was one of them, and it is an all-time great.
It is good. It's a good one. I like it.
Number three, considering that I only have one version right now, but in a couple days I will have the second, and will be the show.
It is so good. It's definitely good.
I was never able to get it before because I've always just been an Xbox guy, nothing else. But a year ago I bought a PS4 just so I can buy the show, and I bought it, and I've been playing it all year. And now the new one comes out in a couple of days, and I am getting that as soon as... Well, you're already playing it because you bought the deluxe or whatever you
want. Because I have no patience.
I bought the regular one, and that doesn't come out until the 17th, so you know your boy's going to get it on release day.
He's hurting a little bit. He's waiting, but he's, you know what? He's doing what he needs to do. We're happy to have, you know... Showing us the patience is a virtue. I have none, so Rob's my yin to my yang. He's balancing me out here. With the baseball stuff. Oh, your omission. I think that because you did kind of like one game. Dude, backyard baseball.
That came across my mind.
I'm just saying. Or like backyard football. Anything where you could get Pablo Sanchez. Like, we need to shout out Pablo Sanchez. Like, what a stud. Can't beat that. The other, we always touch on all the sports. NBA, I just made note. Rudy, come on, bro. Come on, man. That's gnarly. Come on. I don't want to beat a dead horse here. Ugh, come on. NBA, no NBA, it sucks. These guys, I want it. These are the dog days of the sports years. I need something going on. MLB season's going to be pushed back. I don't know if they're going to play all 162. I don't know. Blue Jays World Series 2020, 2021, 2022. Blue Jays are going to win it all every year. And if they don't win, I'll cry.
I will say this about Rudy. I'm going to steal this line from one of our favorite guys. If Rudy was a pony on the way to the track or going to the races, he'd be on his way to the glue factory right now. Yeah. Screw that guy, man. Tough, ruined everything.
Tough sports time, man. But
Tom Hanks, get well.
Tom Hanks. Shout out Tom Hanks. Any good movies or stuff that you stumbled across? I've been rewatching The Office. Netflix has got to be loving this boom. What are you guys doing? Comment what you're doing. You're listening to Chatting with Chatterbox Pod. Continue to do that. Share it with your friends.
I've just been diving down rabbit holes on YouTube.
I've just been crying. Sad.
Yeah.
So, I hope you guys are well. I hope that nobody's got the sniffles, nobody's got the flu. I hope that everybody's okay. I hope you continue to be okay. We miss you. We're happy to be here. We love you. Enjoy it. Try to stay safe, and hopefully we don't get all shacked down, and hopefully we can bring sports back to you soon.
Wash your hands.
Dab and cough.
Save some toilet paper for the rest of us.
Yay. Here it comes. You're going to get it. All right. See you later.